Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Aleph. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Masech. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. The Gemara with which we will be beginning today's shiur is found at the bottom of Daf Lamed Omid Beis, two lines from the bottom. We will notice immediately a bow tie around a few words at the bottom line. This is labeled bow tie number 3 because we are continuing a series of lists concerning liquids or beverages. The topic heading that we've assigned to this piece of Gemara is found in the outside margin. We've written in there, Gimel Dargois Shel Isur B'Yayin She'etzel Hagoi. Three levels of prohibition concerning wine which is in the possession of a Gentile. The Gemara. Omar Ravasi, Omar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Huda ben Becerra. So Ravasi says, in the name of Rabbi Huda ben Becerra, Shlosha Yenois Hain. There are three halachas, three laws regarding wine. Three laws, as we said in our introduction, regarding levels of prohibition. Yayin Nesech, Osir Bahano, Umetame, Tumo, Chamura, Bekezayas. Yayin Nesech is wine that was poured out in service of an idol. So such wine that was part of a flask of wine, that part of which was poured out in service of an idol, this flask of wine becomes forbidden to benefit from, and it is able to convey ritual impurity, tuma, if there is an amount of a kezias, an olive size, an olive quantity. This can be judged through, since it's a liquid, it can be determined through displacement. If one were to fill a cup of wine up to the brim and drop in it an olive, the amount of wine that would be displaced would be considered a shiur kezias. Tuma chamura is the ability of some substance to affect a person and vessels and other vessels. Number two, a second level, a lower level of prohibition, and we're now at the top of Daf Lamed Aleph, stam yenom. This is wine that we don't know was poured out in service of an idol. We simply know that it's in the possession of a Gentile. So this kind of wine is called stam yenom, the unclassified or general wine. Osir bahano, it is likewise forbidden to benefit from. Umetame tumas mashkin bervias. It is able to convey tuma as a food item. What does that mean? We look at Rashi at the top. Umetame tumas mashkin, metame tumas oichlenu mashkin, keturas mashkin. It is able to convey impurity to other foods and beverages, as is characteristic of beverages. And what level of tuma? Tumas sheretz she'eno mitame odom v'kelim elo oichlenu mashkin. This kind of tuma would convey tuma that's would be just till sunset, like tumas sheretz, which this tumas oichlenu mashkin is not mitame. It does not convey ritual impurity to man or vessels. Elo oichlenu mashkin v'shiuron lekabel tuma beruvias halug kechol tumas mashkin. And you would have to have a revius of a lug in order for this tuma to be conveyed. The Gemara goes on after we mentioned that this stam yenom is also benon mitama tumas mashkin birevius, revius being the quantity. The third level is hamafkid yeno etzel oyve kichavim, one who entrusts his kosher wine to an idol worshipper. When you get the wine back, also b'shtia umuter b'hanah, you are not allowed to drink it. However, you would be able to sell it. The Gemara asks a question that lasts a few lines. You'll notice to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara there's a long question marking that we've written in, indicating that the length of the question corresponds to the lines of the Gemara that are opposite this dashed vertical line. So the question is, V'hotanan, we have a Tanaic source, as you can see it's framed off, as are all Tanaic sources in our marking system. Hamafkid peroisiv etzel oved kechavim, one who entrusts his fruits. Fruits, as one knows, has halachas, that laws that apply to fruits that are grown in Eretz Israel. There are tithes that have to be removed from them, the trumos and maestros. So one entrusted his fruits that were already tithed to an idol worshiper. Now, when you get the fruits back from him, the source says, Harehein kepeirosov shel oved kechavim l'shvias ulamaiser. They are going to be viewed as if it were the Gentiles' food items, fruits, with regard to dinim of Shemitah and Maisers, meaning that you'll have to tithe the fruits again. The point being that they are suspect of switching around. So if we find they're suspect in switching around, the wine that I entrusted to the Gentile, if he switched it around, it would then have a din of Stam Yenom, and we would have to say about that, Osir Bahanoah, not Mutar Bahanoah. The Gemara responds, Kegoin Shiyiched Loi Karen Zovis. The case is that the Gentile who was watching the wine, so to speak, is that he designated a corner of his house and gave him a key to that particular spot, or he made some kind of there was some kind of seal that was made on the barrel of wine when it was entrusted. Well, if that be the case, then we raise another question. In other words, if you're saying that the circumstances to explain why we ruled that it's mutar bahano before we saw the source, and we're saying that the circumstances are that there was a special spot designated for it and it was kept under lock and key, then the Gemara asks, I hochi b'shtia nami lishteri, then it should be allowed even to be drunk. Deha Rabbi Yochanan ikla leporud. Rabbi Yochanan once visited a place called Porud, Omar, and he asked, Klum yesh mishnas bar kapora, is there anyone that knows the teachings of bar kapora? Anyone has any traditions of what bar kapora used to teach? Tonale Rabbi Tanchum dem in Porud. So Rabbi Tanchum said over to upon Rabbi Yochanan's request, he said over the following source that was taught by bar kapora. Hamafkid Yeno etzel oved kechavim muter b'shtia. We see that one who entrusts his wine to a Gentile and then gets it back, it in fact is muter b'shtia. So the question is, then why in at level number 3 that we said, second and third line from the top, that it's osur b'shtia? We have a bracketed section. The bracketed section is explained on the side that before these brackets, the basic question has already been finished, has been raised. Within the brackets, there's a minor comment regarding the fact that Rabbi Yochanan received a tradition from Bar Kapora in his place. However, before we read the bracketed section, let's go see what the answer is. Om Rabbi Zera, Lo Kashya, Ha Rebeloza, Ha Rabbonan. What is the problem before we go into the answer? On the one hand, 3 lines from the top, we saw that the wine that's entrusted to the Gentile, the kosher wine entrusted to him, is forbidden to be drunk, and it's mutar banah. But if you're explaining that the reason that it's mutar banah and it doesn't have a din of his own wine is because it was stored, it was watched under lock and key, or the barrel that was entrusted to the Gentile was a barrel with a seal on it, so that when the Jew gets it back, he knows it's his, then why is it not mutter to be imbibed, to be drunk as well? So it should either be, on the one hand we see mutter b'shtia, on the other hand we saw before, osir b'shtia. So Rabbi Zera says there is no contradiction here. Lo kashi ha Rabbi Lozer ha Rabbanon. There are actually two opinions on this topic, and the two halachas that we saw above represent two different opinions of Tanaic authority. The Sanya, the source says, Echor halokeach ve'echor asocher bayis b'chatzir shel oved kechofim, whether one purchased a house or an apartment, or one rents an apartment in a chatzir belonging to, a chatzir is a courtyard belonging to a Gentile. Umaluhu yayin, and the courtyard was filled up with barrels of wine. Umafteach oichosam biad Yisrael, and there's a key or there's a seal that is the seal being something known by the Jew, or there's a key that a Jew has, so that the access to the wine would be through opening it with the key. Rabbi Eliezer Matir, Rabbi Eliezer says, well, if those are the circumstances, then it's mutter to even drink it. V'chachomim oisrin, the chachomim forbid being drunk. Before we are able to go on in the Gemara, we have to go over the bracketed section. Let us recount what happened. Rabbi Yochanan went to Porod, and he asked, does anyone have a tradition of Bar Kapora? So Rav Tanchum from Porod said, yes, and he presented him the source that we read, Hamafkid Yeno Eitzel Ovikahove Mutter Beshtia. So upon hearing that, Rabbi Yochanan reacted. He said, and we're now reading the bracketed section, Kori Ole, he referred to this event of having asked for a source from Bar Kapora and then hearing one. Koriole mokim shipol ha'etz sham yu. Literally, where the place where the tree falls, there it will be. Well, sham yu sa'kadaitach. There it will be, and an indication that Bar Kapora is in his place. He's passed away. Ela sham yu peirosav. That where the tree falls, in other words, where Kapora had lived and he died, there you will find his fruits, his that which comes forth from him. And what came forth from Bar Kapora? His teaching. So we saw that Rav Tanchum from Porod presented to Rav Yochanan a source that Bar Kapora had taught. As we go on in the Gemara, we have a few lines that are really names. Omar Rav Chiyo, Breid Rav Chiyo Bar Nachmeni, Omar Rav Chisda, Omar Rav. The Amri Law, another version is Omar Rav Chisda, Omar Ziri. The Amri Law, another version, Omar Rav Chisda, Omar Li Abo Bar Chamo. Hochi Omar Ziri. Halocha Karebi Eliezer. That, what does that mean for us? It means that wine is entrusted to a Gentile, and it's done with lock and key, or a chosen with a seal. It's mutter even b'shtia. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice a new geometric form in the space between the Gemara and the Rashi. We have a Roman numeral 1, and a few lines later, Roman number 2. In the middle of that line, you see Ikar D'Amri, a squiggle underlined expression, indicating a second version. Let us look at the topic heading we have in the outside margin, the Nosei Mivneh. So you see a diamond featured. Tu l'shoinois b'inyan tzorech l'choisomos. Echad o'shnayim. There are two l'shoinois, two versions in the Gemara regarding the number of signs or seals that one has to have. L'shmiras tchulas kelim mipnei chilufi. For the guarding of the content of vessels in the face of the fear that there may have been switch around. In other words, by having a simon or a seal on the package, so to speak, one will know that the contents of the package has remained intact and not switched around. How many seals does one need to have on the package in order to ensure its acceptability or its kashrus? Amar Belozer, Hakol Mishtamer Bechoisim Echod, Chutz Min Hayayin, She'ein Mishtamer Bechoisim Echod. All items that require kashrus are considered under guard if there is a Choisim Echod on the package. There's one seal. the exception to this would be wine, that this kind of chosem, ein mishtamer b'chosem echod, means that one seal is not enough. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu yayin mishtamer b'chosem echod. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rabbi Elazar and says that even wine, it is sufficient to have one seal on it. Velo pligi ha k'Rabbi Elazar ha k'Rabbanan. These two opinions are not arguing with each other per se, but Rabbi Elazar, who is strict, will go like the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yochanan, who is more lenient, will go like Rabbi Elazar. Iko diyami, another version. Omer Rabbi Elazar, hakol mishtamer b'choisim b'sir choisim. Chutz min hayayin, she'ein mishtamer b'choisim b'sir choisim. First version has Rabbi Elazar saying that everything is considered guarded and insured if you have a seal within a seal, a double seal, we'll say. The exception being wine, that the double seal is not sufficient. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu yayin mishtamer b'choisem b'sochoisem. That even wine can be said to be insured to be the original kosher wine if you have a double seal. Utravayu kirabonan. This is a difference between the two lishonos. Instead of saying that one goes like Rabbi Elazar and one like the Rabbanan, here both Amoroi, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, go like the Rabbanan. And because if someone were representing Rabbi Elazar, one choisim would have been enough. So right now we're saying that both opinions go like the Rabbanan. Mor Savar, Rabbi Yochanan will hold, and we've used a double underline here to highlight the two opinions. So the first opinion, Rabbi Yochanan will say, Ki pligi Rabbanan alei de Rabbi Elazar. When did the Rabbanan argue with the Tana Rabbi Elazar? B'choisim echad. Their argument that we saw above is only when you're dealing with one simen or one seal. Avol b'choisim b'sechoisim, if you have a double seal, shoru. Even the Rabbanan will allow. Umor Savar, Rabbi Elazar holds, afilu choisim b'sechoisim asri. Rabbi Elazar will tell you that even a choisim b'sechoisim, the Rabbanan, who are strict, will maintain their strictness. So what Rabbi Elazar was saying above, that everything is considered insured if you have a double choisim except for wine, he is reflecting the shita of the Rabbanan that say that choisim b'sei choisim is insufficient for wine. Heichidami choisim b'sei choisim. What is? Give us an example of what a double seal would look like. Omar Rava. Before we go further in the Gemara, we have a note on the side, the Mivneh, where we feature the triangle form, and this triangle indicates a series. So we see in our note on the outside margin, shalosh dugmois shel choisim b'sei choisim, three examples of a choisim within a choisim. Omar Rava, agno de puma de chavita shrika v'chasima. The individual here took a certain type of vessel. Rashi uses example, a vessel called a mizrak. A mizrak is a container, and he flipped it over on the top of the barrel. So we have agna de puma de chavisa, and then it's sealed around with some clay. That's shrika v'chasima, and it also signed. That kind of situation, if you have a some vessel inverted on top of another one and it's sealed shut with some clay and it has a chasima, that's called havi choisim b'sei choisim. V'ilo, then lo havi choisim b'sei choisim. If you don't have all of these elements, then it's not considered a seal within a seal. Dikula umehadik. Havi choysam b'sei choysam. If a person took a basket and inverted it on a barrel of wine, let's say, and the barrel itself had a lid on it, had a sealed lid, then that's a choysam b'sei choysam. And the explanation for that is that the sealed lid that's stuck on the top of the barrel constitutes one choysam, and the inverted basket, that's the dikula, the inverted basket that's fit tightly over the barrel, that constitutes the second choysam. We've noted, by the way, an aleph over the umehadik. A dikula is a basket, and umehadik, if it's also mehadik, it's tightly wedged on, and the barrel itself is shut, has its own megufa, has its own seal on it. That's a choysam is a choysam. However, lo mehadik, if the basket that's inverted over the jug or over the barrel of wine is not a tight-fitting job, then lo havi choysam b'sei choysam, then you're lacking that extra choysam. Node b'diskia b'chosmoi. We have a little colon here because there's going to be following this aleph and then beis and then a gimel after that. So we have a node is a leather wine bottle, and it's tied, the leather is tied shut, and it's been placed inside another receptacle made of leather. So you have a tied shut vessel inside another larger vessel. So the Gemara says Aleph Piv Lamata, if the node, which is the inner vessel that's tied shut, happens to be flipped over with the mouth of the vessel facing downwards, Havei Chosim Beso Chosim. Piv Lamala, however, if the tied shut node has its opening or its top is facing upwards, Lo Havei Chosim Beso Chosim. V'chi kayef pumei legav v'tzayer v'chosim havechosim b'sechosim. This requires a little bit of imagery. Let's take a look at the Rashi. V'i kayef pumei shel noid legav v'tzayer v'chosim ke'ein shekoshrim noidu shelanu shel shemen, which means similar to the way we tie these jugs shut. So you have to imagine a jug made of leather, which is a relatively soft material. And after he fills up the jug, he then ties it shut. Rashi goes on. We mentioned ke'ein shekoshim nodus shelanu shel shemen shelachar shekoshim oso. After the top is knotted, machnisin. Pi hanod kishu kashur besocho. He then pushes the knotted section of the skin bottle inwards. He pushes it into the jug, so to speak. V'od koshrim osa pam acheres afilu ein diskia havichosim besochosim. Then he ties. After he pushes in the knot that he made, he then grabs the surrounding material and makes another knot. That's what's called here a choysim b'sei choysim. We'll call it a double knotted receptacle. Just want to point out that when we say double knotted, it doesn't just mean a simple double knot that one makes like when tying his shoes, but it's a function of having made a singular knot and pushing the knot inwards and then drawing the material surrounding that knot, drawing it up and making another knot. The Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanan, Barishona hayu amrim, Before we actually go on with the source, let's glance at the outside margin. We have a nosei heading, a topic heading. Din chovios yayin shel kusim, the din of the barrels of the wine belonging to kusim, shekrovim lemakom shel ovdei kechovim azolos. These kusim live in general proximity to areas populated by idol worshippers. So we have a source that says, Tana Rabbanan, Bo Rishona, originally, Hoyu Omrim, Yayin, Shel, Ein Kushi, Aser, Mitnei, Bira, Srika. The wine of this place called Ein Kushi, which is a place Kusin lived in, is Aser, because of Bira, Srika, which is a place of idol worshippers that live nearby. What we're in effect saying is that a Kusi is not makbid on the goy stirring the wine. Another place, the shell barkisa, place of kusim, osir, it also is forbidden. May kfar parshoy, because of kfar parshoy, which was nearby, a place of idol worshippers. The shell zagdur, osir, may kfar sholem. And the wine in Kfar Sagdur, which was a kusi place, is usur, because it's in proximity to a place of idol worshippers in Kfar Sholem. Chozru Lomar. Then there was a reconsideration of the halacha. Chovios psuchos asuros stumos mutoros. And the restatement of the halacha is that all barrels that are open are forbidden, and the barrels that are shut, are sealed, are muter. Meikora my sofer ule b'sof my sofer. What was the reason governing the initial ruling, and the reason governing the subsequent ruling? Meikora sofer ein kusi makbid al maga uvi kuchavim. Originally, the feeling was that the kusim are just not; they will not prohibit; they won't stop an idol worshipper from touching the wine. Lo shna psuchos v'lo shna stumos. As far as they were concerned, it didn't matter whether the wine barrels were open or shut. As far as the kusi is concerned, even if it's a sosum barrel, he'll allow a goy open it up and put his finger in there, which will create a problem of permissibility. Ulevasov, the Gemara continues, Savor, as time went on, they reconsidered this and said, Ki lo kopid absuchos. When is he not makbid on maga uvikachovim? That's with regard to his open barrels. However, astumos, regarding the closed barrels, and the din there is makbid kopid. The kusi will be makbid on the goy touching it. In other words, he will not allow that to be touched by the idol worshipper. The seal barrels. The Gemara asks, "Ustumos mutoros? Is that really so that the stumos, the sealed barrels, are allowed?" Veromini. We have the following source and also a long question. Hashuleach chovis shel yayin biad kusi. One who sends a barrel of wine, he sends it from one place to another through a kusi. The kusi is the one who's going to be transferring the wine. Vishel tzir, vishel murias, v'yadavikachovim. Tzir or murias that one wants to send with an idol worshipper. These are different kinds of substances with fish brine, and other fish fats. If one sends them through an ovi kachovim, imakir choisamo v'sosmoi muter. If the Jew who sent it recognizes that it's sealed with his personal choisam on it, then it's muter. V'im lav osir. If it's not recognized, then it won't be allowed. So what do we see from here? We see that one who sends a barrel with a problematic individual, it's not going to be mutter In other words, there is fear of the kusi having having allowed the goy to have contact with it. If that be the case, how can the sur say that if he's makir choisamo, that it's mutter? Amar Rabbi Zera. Let us also point out that this was part of the question started at the bottom of Amar Aleph. We had said above that stumos are mutaros. Here we have a case of sending stumos. We're assuming that. And it wasn't automatically mutter. Amar Rabbi Zera, lo kashya, kan be'ir, kan baderech. If it's something that was sent in the city, then the kusi will be makbid on the idol worshippers trying to touch it. Kan baderech. However, if you're talking about barrels that were sent on the road, then the kusi will not be makbid. Maskif lo Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya attacks. He says, "Midi hanoch the ear lo baderech also." Are you going to tell me that those that are in the city didn't once come by the road? If it came by the road, so we said he's not makbid. Ella Omar Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya is labeled as number two as he follows Rabbi Zera. He says, "Bein hagisos shoninu." That which it says that the stumos are mutaros, it's because of the season in which it was being discussed. The season, bein hagisos, is the pressing season. It's where wine is manufactured, and there are a lot of people that are out there looking for a good deal on their wine. And so the Gemara explains, Kevon de kule almo afri, since everyone during this pressing season is searching out for wine, mirtas, the kusi, will be fear struck. Omar, they'll say, hashto ichozi li mafsudu li. If anyone sees me letting an idol worshipper handle it or touch it, they will declare my merchandise as being no good. Before we go further, we have a new topic heading with a structural note. We have a double underline feature in the outside margin. Nema osru shechor shel akum. Why has there been imposed a prohibition regarding the beer of idol worshippers? Mishum chasnus, the fear that if we drink beer together with the Gentiles, we'll come to marrying their daughters. Mishum gilui, and Gezeira Otuyain. Let's forbid the beer, because if we don't, we'll come to drink their wine, and that's already a serious offense. Itmar, the Gemara says, Mipnei ma osru shechor shel ovei kohavim. Why has there been no prohibition placed on the beer of the Gentiles? So why has there been such a prohibition placed on the beer of the Gentiles? Rami bar Chama, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Mishum Chasnus. Because of the fear that if we drink together, we'll come to end up marrying one another. And therefore we don't want Jews marrying Gentiles, so we ban the beer, which otherwise would have been a platform for getting to be intimate with one another, or close with one another. Rav Nachman, Omer, Mishum Gilui. Because of something being exposed. So, gilui demai, the exposure of what is what's causing us to prohibit the shechor shel of the chachavim. I leimo gilui dinazaisa, if you suspect it's the leaving of the it's the leaving open of the barrel. Ananami magalinan, we also leave our barrels open. And therefore, to say that we prohibit the shechor of Avichon based on the Easter of Gilui, which is a topic we've seen already before, something being exposed and the fear of snakes coming and drinking from it, that can't be a consideration. And the reason for this is that we are of the opinion that snakes don't come and drink from a beer. The Ella, why is the sheikhar of Ovdei Kochavim Osir? Elo de Chavita, maybe it's because of the Gilui of the Chavis. The Chavis, as opposed to the Nazaisa, the Nazaisa would be the large barrels in which the beer is made. The chavis is a later stage where it's transferred into chavios for general storage. So maybe it's the gilui of the chavisa as opposed to the nezaisa. So to that the Gemara says anan nami megalinan. Well, that also we leave open, as we said before. They don't drink from this. Lo tzricha, the case is necessary. Ba'asra de matzlu maya, the case where the beer is prepared by adding water to it, and the water is left begilui. There's a Rashi says ba'asra de matzlu maya b'mokum shirugilin lahashos hamayim bekli ad shiud slulim umayim yesh b'hem yishum gilui. They would leave the water open and wait for it to become very clear. That's tzlulim, very clear, and then use it for the beer. So we're talking about a place like that. That's the asra, and a place, the matzlu maya, where they allow the water to become, to sit and become clear. At this point in the Gemara, we have a brackets with an internal brackets. So on the side, on the inside margin, we have an asterisk comment. Hesber hasugrayim. Ad kan ha-gemora hisbiro tam ha-gilui. Up till now, the Gemara was explaining the issue of gilui. Besoch hasugrayim dona bekushya im yesh bechlal mokom lahasbir isur ha-shechor mishum gilui. Within the bracket section, we're going to raise a question whether you can talk about gilui whatsoever in the context of beer. So, as the Gemara goes on, it says, Elo me'ato yoshon tishteri. What we should say here is based on the Rashi, that anything that was, let's say, subjected to gilui, that was left exposed, and left exposed until it aged, let's just say it's left exposed for a while, and it didn't age at all, this would be a sign that it was drunk from. If something does age, though, it's a sign that the snake never drank from it. This, the reason being that things that have venom in it don't age. That's what the Gemara is saying here in the brackets. Elameata Yoshein Yoshan Tishteri, if it ages, it should be allowed. The Omar Rebbe, Yoshan Mutter, Ein Manicho Liyashen. If it's something that aged, it's allowed, because if there were venom in there, it wouldn't have been, it would not have come to a point of aging. So the question then is, why have we banned the Shechar of Ovdei Kochavim across the boards when we know that if it were aged shechar, it would be a sign that there was no snake venom in it? So if we skip these internal brackets momentarily, gezera yoshan otu chadosh, we don't want you drinking the aged stuff, because if we allow that, you might come to drink chadosh, the new stuff as well, and that stuff may have the venom in it. So after all said and done, the question was regarding why is it the Shechar of Ovdei Kochavim is forbidden. So we had a couple of Hesberim over here, and the last Hesber was, we're talking about a case where water is added, water that's left to sit till it becomes pure is added to the wine, to the beer, in the beer making process, and it's concerning that water that gilui may have taken place. if we go back over the bracketed sections in internal brackets with a little bays written over the word hichmitz muter ein manicho lehachmitz. If you've got the shechar of goyim that started going sour, that would be a sign that there was no venom in it, because venom doesn't allow things to ferment either. As we go on in the Gemara, we're going to see the practices of Rav Papa and Rav Achoi with regard to their drinking of beer in the context of idol worshippers. Rav Papa mafikin lei la'abova dechanusa fishari. Before Rav Papa would drink from Shechar of Goyim, they would bring it out to him at the entrance of the pub. That's the bava, the door of the chanus of where they sell the beer, and he would drink it there. And notice he wouldn't drink it in the company of other Gentiles. Rav Achoi maisu le lebeise vishosi. Rav Achoi would have the beer delivered to his house, and in his house he would drink the beer that he got from the idol worshippers. Utravayu mishum chasnus. Both are forbidden because of chasnus, because of the fear of them getting married. Both of them is a reference to Rav Papa and Rav Achoi. Their way of handling the beer from the Gentiles, we saw that Rav Papa didn't drink it deep into the shop. He went to the door to drink it, and Rav Achoi had it delivered to his house. It's there. The rabbis were fearful of chasnus. Mihu Rav Achoi ovid harchoka yiseira. Rather, we see that Rav Achoi, he imposed an additional fence or a strengthening. Rav Shmuel bar Bisno iklo lemarguan aisule chamra velo ishti. Rav Shmuel went to a place called Marguan. They brought him some wine, and he did not drink it. Aisu le shichra v'lo as ishti. They brought him some beer, and he didn't drink it. So Bishlamo chamra mishum shimsa. I understand well why he didn't drink the wine, because of shimsa. This is a chashad of yayin mesach, of the wine having been poured for an idol. Shichra mishumai. Why did he not drink the beer? Mishum shimsa, the shimsa. He didn't drink the beer because of a gzeira otu, the wine. Amar Rav, hai shichro darmo shori, the chiyabri lo nishti minei. Rav rules that the beer of goyim is mutter. Armo, as a reference to goyim, is mutter, but my son doesn't drink it. What do you mean your son doesn't drink it? You just said it's kosher. Monavshach, I shori, l'kulei amas shori. If it's mutter for everybody. I osir, l'kulei amas osir. If it's forbidden, it's osir to everybody. Ela, Rav, sofar. So the question here is, how can Rav say that it's mutter and my son doesn't drink from it? It's either, it's all or nothing. So ela, Rav, sofar, mishum giluya, miozil, merura, dekashuta, v'koli lei. Rav is concerned with the issue of gilui, that the Gentile is not makbid on keeping it closed. However, why is it mutter for everybody? So the Gemara explains, the ozil marura de kashuta v'koli le ziharei. The bitterness of the kashuta, which is one of the ingredients in the making of beer, sometimes it's translated as hops. So the bitterness of the kashuta comes and is koli le ziare. It sort of like neutralizes the power of the venom. Udaloki milki le tfe. Someone who is of a weak constitution, then he will, if he drinks this, he'll become even weaker. My son is a sickly boy, and therefore, even if we, therefore, if we were to do this, adding of the relying on the kashuta to the bitterness of the kashuta to burn up the venom, this is something that the general population could rely on, but not Chiyo, the son of Rav, because he had a weak constitution. And this, though it's certified now, but since it went through the venom process, it would hurt him because he was already sickly. All the different kinds of shrotzim characters, animals, have eris. Shel nochosh memis, the nochosh eris kills. Shel shrotzim eno memis, however, the eris of shrotzim does not kill. Omale Shmuel l'chiyo barav. Shmuel addresses the son of Rav. Bar Uria, wise one. Tov emaloch milso, ma'alyusa di ave omar rav avuch. I want to say over something that you should hear that your father used to say. Hochi omar avuch. Thusly, Rav said, Hani armoi zukani, bloated bellied Gentiles, the havushasu giluya, velo mesu. They were able to drink the stuff left open, gilui, and the suspicion always is that the snake came and drank from it also. These Gentiles were able to drink beverages that were left megule, and they didn't die. Aidi the achli shkotzer mosim chovil gufayos. The more explains that since they ate these this type of critters, shkotzer and ramosim, his entire goof becomes chovil, is heated up. And in this context, it seems that that protects him from the venom, from the effects of the venom. Omar of Yosef, Pai Chola de Shichra Darmo Oser. Chola de Shichra is vinegar made from wine, or made from beer. Chola de Shichra is vinegar made from Shechra, from beer. If it comes from the armor, from the goyim, it's oser. Why? The ma'arvi bay durdaya the yayin nesach, because they mix into it the lees, the grape lees of yayin nesach. Omra vashi u me'otzer shori. If he pulls it out from a storage area, then it's mutter. Kevon the ma'arvi bay misra sori. Had they mixed in wine to the shechar that's put in storage, it sits there for a long time, it would have gone bad. That's Mr. Sorry, it would have become Masriach. Therefore, if you see barrels pulled out of deep storage, you can rely on that. They can rely on that to ensure you that no Yayin Nesach was added. With that, we complete our shiur for today.